Good morning. High pressure is in control across interior New York and New England with a clear sky, light winds, and a long night. Temperatures dropping back quickly off our afternoon highs yesterday, and we're starting off mainly in the 20s and lower 30s this morning. With that sun coming up, we'll have a quick rebound back through the 20s and 30s early on today. And then we'll push it through the 40s and well into the 50s with full sunshine through the afternoon. That high pressure will eventually give way as a disturbance tracks up the eastern seaboard. Not a particularly strong storm, but clear skies this evening will eventually give way to increasing clouds as lows drop back into the 30s again tonight. Tomorrow, as that disturbance tracks east of New Jersey and south and east of Long Island, it'll push thicker clouds and eventually some showers in. First, coastal sections will get wet early tomorrow morning, then the rest of interior New York and New England will have the chance for off and on showers during the day. The best chance of a steadier rain will be from the Hudson River Valley points east into New England, while northbound, closer to the Canadian border, and west towards central New York, just a few scattered showers are likely by late morning and into the early part of the afternoon. With all the clouds and scattered showers, temperatures will be held back into the upper 40s and lower 50s. Still plenty of clouds around on Wednesday, though dry weather. This will keep it in the lower 50s before a ridge of high pressure builds in both at the surface and aloft for later in the week, and this will allow for a pretty good warm-up for this time of year. With mostly sunny skies on Thursday, we'll be in the lower to mid-50s, and on Friday mostly sunny with highs in the upper 50s to around 60. Clouds will start to move in late in the day on Saturday, but not before temperatures get well into the 50s with dry weather once again, and this eventually will lead to some rain and perhaps even snow showers to round out the weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, that low pressure system along the southeast coast will move northward along the coast today. The system will bring rain to portions of the Carolinas and the Mid-Atlantic region and possibly even a few thunderstorms. Farther west, a front will move inland in the Pacific Northwest, bringing rain and high elevation snow. Another low will move onshore in the Northwest tomorrow, bringing another round of rain and high elevation snow. This second system will be associated with a deepening upper level trough, which will gradually lower snow levels across the west as it moves inland. Meanwhile, southwesterly winds over the Rocky Mountain front in Montana will gust up to 80 miles per hour today. High wind warnings have been issued. And expanding high pressure aloft will keep warm and generally dry conditions in place across much of the central U.S. through the middle of the week. Afternoon high temperatures are expected to be 15 to 25 degrees above average today and tomorrow from the central and northern plains to the upper Midwest. At Mount Washington this morning, 80 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and 34 degrees with a west wind at 40 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear with ice crystals and 24 below zero. In Albany on the hour, clear skies and 26 degrees, the dew point 21, 81% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.01 inches, and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 93 degrees at San Diego, California, to a low of 15 at Alamosa and Waverly, both in Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny near 60, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny and breezy with highs in the mid-50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature at Albany yesterday, 58 degrees, the low 31. The average temperature, 45, that's 4 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 34 hundredths of an inch for the month, which is 1.08 inches below normal, and 28.87 inches for the year, which is 5.68 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 20 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, 268, and 723 for the season, which is 214 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 49 degrees, the average low, 32. The record high, 70, set in 1973, and the record low, 12, in 1986. Sunrise this morning was at 6:46 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:33 p.m., 9 hours and 47 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and mild today, with highs reaching the mid-50s. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds late tonight, with lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and mild today with highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds late tonight, with a chance of a shower towards sunrise, lows near 40. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunny and mild today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Clear this evening and increasing clouds overnight tonight with lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny and mild today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Clear this evening and increasing clouds overnight tonight with lows in the middle to upper 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunny and mild today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds overnight tonight with lows in the mid to upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with showers likely, highs close to 50, mostly cloudy, lower 50s Wednesday. Mostly sunny on Thursday and Friday, mid-50s Thursday, upper 50s Friday, sunshine giving way to clouds on Saturday, still in the mid to upper 50s, and mostly cloudy with some rain, perhaps some snow showers on Sunday with high temperatures back into the 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.